next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the identification or location of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, senior regional leader Khalid Saeed al-Batarfi. Khalid al-Batarfi is a senior member of AQAP in Yemen's Hadramaut Governorate and a former member of AQAP's Shura Council. Born in Saudi Arabia, in 1999, he traveled to Afghanistan, where he trained at Al-Qaeda's Al-Farouk camp. In 2001, he fought alongside the Taliban against U.S. forces and the Northern Alliance. In 2010, al-Batarfi joined AQAP in Yemen, led AQAP fighters in taking over Yemen's Abyan province, and was named AQAP's Emir of Abyan. Following the death of AQAP leader Nasri al-Wuhayshi in a June 2016 U.S. military strike, he issued a statement warning that al-Qaeda would destroy the U.S. economy and attack other U.S. interests. After the United States announced that it would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, al-Batarfi appeared in an AQAP video in January 2018, threatening the United States and Jews. On January 23, 2018, the U.S. Department of State designated al-Batarfi as a specially designated global terrorist under Executive Order 13224. Since its inception in 1984, the Rewards for Justice program has paid in excess of $150 million to more than 100 people who provided actionable information that helped bring terrorists to justice or prevented acts of international terrorism worldwide. You can follow Rewards for Justice on Twitter at Rewards for Justice. More information about the al-Batarfi reward offer is located on the Rewards for Justice website at www.rewardsforjustice.net. We encourage anyone with information on this individual to contact the Rewards for Justice office via the website. Email info@rewardsforjustice.net, phone 1-800-877-3927 in North America, or mail Rewards for Justice, Washington, D.C., 20520-0303, USA. Individuals may also contact the regional security officer at the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. All information will be kept strictly confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.